This is Bob Wynn with The View From Here. So I was thinking today about the situation surrounding Jussie Smollett. In case you've not followed it, he claims he was assaulted by two men who were shouting racial slurs at him during the attack. However, police in Chicago now say they believe he paid the men to do the attack. Well, we'll see how that works out in the end. However, it got me thinking about something we've talked about before, and I'm sure some people will be offended, but here we go. Why are we anything but Americans? Mr. Smollett is variously described as an African-American or a gay American. Why is that? Can't he just be referred to as an American? You know, it may turn out the fact that he is a man of color may be an integral part of the story, and that's fine. But we routinely seem to refer to individuals with some type of identifier prior to American. Whether it be African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, Native Americans, or whatever, why can't we all just be Americans? Look, I understand culture matters, and no one needs to forget their particular culture. However, why do we continue to wear it on our sleeves? I happen to have ancestors who came to America from Ireland and Norway. I don't consider myself an Irish American or a Norwegian American. Nope, I'm just an American, period. Does our family still understand our culture and our roots? Sure. My grandmother, to her dying day, had a heavy Norwegian accent, and she was proud of her heritage. However, she was more proud of the fact that she was an American and proud of our country. Why must we attempt to compartmentalize our fellow Americans by the nationality or skin color? By its definition, isn't that racism? I believe from here on out we should drop all of that and just get back to calling them Americans, not a fill-in-the-blank American. It's the same with a person's sexuality. Why does Mr. Smollett get referred to as a gay American? What possible purpose does that serve? I frankly don't care what sexual orientation he happens to be. That's his business. Why do we have to identify Americans as gay Americans or any of the other LGBTQ labels we've invented lately? Let's just drop it and identify them as Americans. In my mind, this is just another ridiculous situation that's helping tear apart America. We're in it together, good, bad, or indifferent. Matter of fact, I just filled out a required federal government form that required me to identify myself by color, by sex, and by education level. Why on earth is that important for a routine federal form? Maybe that information could be or should be included in the census for whatever reason, but it seems to be more and more common in every government form. Now, I shake my head. We all simply need to be Americans and love our country, not be identified as whatever-Americans. As a nation, we'd all be better off if we did. Hey, I'm always happy to hear from you, too. Remember, you can email me at view@klamathradio.com. That's view@klamathradio.com. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.